We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you talk about clowns, Bongino and Patellarette. Kyle Serafin over a year ago was advising them both, warned them, and all they did was go stab them in the back to Congress and try to join the establishment, and now they see what fools they are. Word is Patel's out. Pam Bondi out, confirmed. Todd Blanche, the globalist insider, Bill Barr 2.0 in. I hope Lee Zeldin replaces him. I'm not going to hold my breath. You have the pipe bomber case exploding, and the one of the suspects that investigative journalist said was a suspect failing a polygraph of whether they were the bomber. All of that coming out. So I've been interrupting you, so much happening. Start over with the pipe bomber, how Bongino enters into this, how this is this piece of fabric, the string on the sweater that unravels it all, tying it into all of this information coming out, how they're in total panic mode. Then we'll get into the Bongino clip, because I told you over a year ago, the phone call with him, I've had him on dozens of times, but totally not him, didn't have his Fox job yet. He was about to get it. He calls up screaming at my producer. I got on the phone with him, and he's just like, you son of a bitch, I know you're giving the me as the source that Hillary's in this black ambulance. And I said, no, I talked to Secret Service in Cleveland at the RNC. And he goes, well, I'm here, it's you. And I said, well, they're lying to you. He goes, you better watch your ass, blah, 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 blah. And then I never talked to him again.
He's very, very thin-skinned, very like emotional reactive in a way that doesn't make a ton of sense. What does your buddy Chase say? That he's like a boxer dog, like he's super loyal, but he's not that bright. And some of this is really coming out because it's not that bright to lose your mind on the phone with a journalist. I actually sent your staff. I sent your staff actually. It's kind of like a screen grab of, and it's in fast format, of Dan Bongino talking up the actual hit piece and the way that it works. In 2024, in the beginning of 2024, before he and I had our falling out, where I just said things that were true and he didn't like that they were true, which was really amazing about the Mar-a-Lago raid. We were close, you know, we were on good terms until that point when I basically broke ranks with saying things that were false. I don't do that. I don't knowingly say things that are false if I can help it. And so the crazy moment was, as he goes, it's interesting that Steve D'Antuono and the FBI, and they're out there saying things in congressional testimony, and they're pointing out, Serafin, that, you know, you're really a threat, and the thing, and they're trying to discredit your information about this pipe bomb story. This goes back to February of 2024, and I think I sent you guys the clip. He's out there talking up about how much I knew.
And continues the job against you. Yeah, here's the clip. Here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle, I've noticed you've been commenting extensively on podcasts and on your social media. I've been following it religiously, and you've had some great ideas on this. And you've kind of become a threat. I've noticed D'Antuono and others seem to be kind of downplaying your knowledge of this kind of criminal investigation into terrorism, and it may be an effort to make you go away. I can only assume. But the FBI, still has a lot of decent people who work there. I mean, the leadership is a mess, and there are certainly a lot of people there who need to go. But they're not incompetent. I mean, I've dealt with them a lot. So they've got this device that was found in front of the DNC. It looks to be, it appears to be a training device. It's got a rudimentary egg timer, wires, and a pipe. I mean, it looks to me like something you get on Amazon. If you were to put it in Amazon, like, give me a fake bomb, like, that would be it. How is it that the FBI you worked, which has a very, very good lab, couldn't pull DNA? Where's the video of them dropping the bomb? I mean, there's no way they're this incompetent.
I totally agree. There's no way they're this incompetent unless they chose to be this incompetent.
So forever he's saying it's a cover-up, just like J6, just like the shooter in Pennsylvania, just like Epstein, but now it all changes. So what do you think Bongino's thinking right now as all this news comes out about the polygraph and all of it comes out?
Honest with you, I just think it's a credibility destroyer. I think he's cooked, and I don't know how else you get around this. The crazy story, we talked about it. People should listen to the last hour and understand kind of the etymology of how this case evolved from January of 2021 into November of 2025, when it really came to a crux, or, you know, kind of came to a head. November 4th, The Blaze published an article about Shawnee Kirkoff using less than lethal force. On November the 6th, the FBI brings her in for a polygraph per the filings we're reading, and she fails it. Their words, not mine. Then on the 8th, the Blaze releases an article saying that they've matched her forensically to a gate match, and they had some other things. There's a lot more to it than that, but that was the original sort of thing that led them to believe that there was a conclusive match.
Yeah, what about her cell phone? What do we know about that? Geolocation, you said more's coming out.
It has been subpoenaed. There are some interesting questions about it. There is more information that the FBI is not releasing. We also were told that law enforcement cell phones were immediately ruled out per the Loudermilk report that came out in the beginning of 2025. So we know that law enforcement didn't get the same scrutiny. And if she had a FirstNet cell phone for work, which is a very high probability because the federal government uses them, and if she had a FirstNet phone for personal use, which I used to have when I was in the FBI, you get a special deal, you get tiered data. It's a lot faster. It allows you to communicate when things are bad. If you're in a big crowd or something, your data is prioritized above others. So she could have had a FirstNet for her home. And I've heard some rumors that there were some FirstNet devices that were pinging in the area of the bombs at the time of. It's hard to substantiate that stuff.
Why would you say no government law enforcement phones in a search if you weren't trying to hide it? And then you told me earlier that they don't do that unless you're trying to hide
something. You don't rule out people. Look, if you're in a triage situation, Alex, if I was like, we're trying to find something that's imminently danger. Well, you'd start by saying what's the most probable and the highest probability of danger. That's the exigent circumstances. But as the case goes on for 5 freaking years, you would expand out and you would definitely go back and you're like, hey, we ruled these people out early, but we've got to reevaluate what we'd call like maybe our original assumptions of the investigation.
And as you said, though, in a new filing, the government's defending this saying, oh, we had agents basically involved in missions.
Right. They had people that were there for various things. I think a lot of what the FBI sent people to do was after the fact. I actually don't think the FBI was the instigating agency. My overwhelming theory of January 6th is that it was most likely planned and executed by maybe one or a few members of Congress, one or a few members of the Capitol Police,
with NGOs,
and also potentially
and
involving an ATF.
CIA does regime change. I think they were.
I think the CIA could have also been overlapping that. So the question is how involved were they and when? Or were they part of the mop-up crew the way the FBI was?
And where does she work now?
She works at the CIA, of course. So, they get drawn in. So you're talking about, at the very minimum, I would say at the most cautious version of this, some members of Congress, high level, who can actually make orders requests.
It's an intergovernment conspiracy.
Correct. U.S. Capitol Police, members of Congress, your ATF, I think, were involved in the actual day of. And then the most charitable explanation is mop-up is either done by CIA or they're involved earlier on. And the FBI's mop-up, they didn't know about what they were doing, but they ended up going after it. And on November 6th, they do this failed polygraph. On November the 8th, they have the story from The Blaze. On November the 12th, they open an investigation into Brian Cole, who's the autistic, My Little Pony fan guy that they ended up arresting and that's currently now fighting for his life and his freedom. And on that same day, November the 12th, when they opened up on Brian Cole, that's when Dan Bongino gets on the phone and calls up Thomas Massie. And people can go look at their spats back and forth
and
on Twitter in the last few days.
And staffers with
correct.
President.
That's okay, when
so
that happened.
Let's shift gears now. Put bookends on it because I want to get to the other issues. There's so many. And then what this means is you're worried they're going to kill the lady that we know is totally innocent, did nothing wrong, that failed the polygraph. I mean, that's the obvious.
Honestly, I think she failed, Alex. I think she failed the polygraph because she placed those bombs, but I don't ascribe any malice to it. And by the way, I don't think it was a violent terrorist attack that took place on January the 5th when those things were placed.
She probably thought she was part of a drill. They always do that with patsies.
That's what I would that's 100% what I would believe. Well, if that's the case, I hope she comes out.
This all came out, actually. He told his cellmate who I had on, who called in illegally on the show about it, McVeigh thought they were doing a drill to set up white supremacists. And he goes, wait, a real bomb? Now you're going to blow up a daycare? He was like, no. So they drugged him and set him up for it. We've seen this story before.
This is the kind of thing. If you're going to set somebody up, it would be much easier to get somebody who's patriotic, who wants to be a participant, who's gung-ho. And by all accounts, Shawnee Kirkhoff was a good police officer. People around her liked her. Her teammates thought she was
a reputable, capable person. It's not a true story, but a perfect example of how this works. Have you seen that?
You get somebody who's motivated by the right reasons. You get them to go do something that is innocuous and not a problem.
You're just
and then suddenly they're in the place.
The president, and they set you up.
Yeah, and then you get the... And then look, here's how I imagine this goes down.
With Mark Wahlberg, and they set him up.
You get the phone call, and they say, hey, I know you saw that they're looking for the person that dropped those pipe bombs, and we understand. Listen, you're never going to talk about what happened on that night, or you're never going to talk to anybody again. Real simple. But we do have a nice job for you, and you are going to be taken care of, and you are going to be safe. We're going to scrub all your social media. We're going to move you over to this new job, and you can resume your life. Unfortunately, you're going to have to cut off connections with your old friends.
CIA killers, they're going to whack her. She thinks she's safe over there, and yeah.
Well, and then you see this government filing where they're calling out like threats. Here's the crazy thing about the threat that we talked about last hour. That threat was less than 40 minutes after the public filing of something which was a subpoena that was on PACER.
The minute it comes out that she failed the polygraph, then instantly, oh God, she's in danger, so they can blame us.
That's the craziest part, because there's no the Pacer docket. And the minute that something that they didn't know was coming out NSC pops up, and then they send off some threat.
A lot of time, they get her case manager gets an alert, and they call their boss and say, hit team now or wait, just see if we can spin this, but get the team ready. And the team's ready in a van outside her house right now.
It's as plausible as anything. Listen, I don't know the mechanics of it.
Probably a security guy right now. Oh, let me give you some coffee, honey. Oh, you're under a lot of stress. And they're just ready to garrote her ass right now. She's in the room right now with the guy making her coffee.
This is why I like talking to you, Alex.
No,
I
guarantee
you. I don't know the answer to what the mechanics are.
The guys at your house right now, they're going to kill you when they get the order. They're going to just get like a code saying, hey, go for lunch. And they're going to just your ass and claim you committed suicide. Or
I very much hope that this woman understands the danger that's going on there. I hope she understands
that. Sweetheart, the guys take your trash out and feed your doggy or nice to you. Those are former special ops killers that have been profiled or willing to do this stuff and like it. They're going to kill you, lady. They're waiting. The guy right there in the room with right now, look over at him. He's going to kill you. Sorry.
The scariest thing for me is that all this stuff comes out. They're going to try to blame it. It looks very easy to do that. And look, I'm not into like sensationalism, and you're giving the dramatization of what that looks like.
The shit
it's freaking sensational.
You and I, we live this.
Yeah.
My whole life's a James Bond movie.
This is
you were telling
the
me
craziest,
about. Oh,
yeah,
they
this
said
is the craziest
I tried to
part
shoot
of
somebody.
Of
I'm like, oh, that happened to me. It's in the front page of the Guardian that I'm like trying to blow employees' heads off. Total lie.
Put that if they'll put the tweet back up again. I want to call out people on the timestamp so they understand how ridiculous it is. This is Joe Hanneman. You guys should follow Joe. It's at Hannon Reports. Great follow. Super good guy. Good human being. It's from nobody@dism.com. I've gotten threats from this email address. It's just an anonymous Russian emailer. But look, Wednesday, April 1st, 1:12 p.m. The filing happened at 12:37. That's when it went up on the court's website. So from 12:37 to 1:12 to say I'm armed and dangerous, who says that? Nobody. I'm going to drive from the address that was listed in the subpoenas and shoot your client in her corrupt glow N-word face.
And then they notice the threat immediately and say her life's in danger. So this is how this works.
Right. And then you get the filing saying it's in contempt. And by the way, that threat was actually cited and was part of the evidence that was given in document number 59 when they said that the defense was in contempt. I think they're in full panic mode. And my guess is that they had no idea that these guys were going to be able to put together. They probably buried that polygraph result and the interviews and all that stuff
whoever Cole's parents are. They hired a very credible, very straight-laced, badass prosecutor forming out of Virginia, right?
I'll actually tell you, yeah, if you guys want to pull up the Litson firm, which I actually sent over a link so they could see it, your crew should have it. The guy's name is Alex Little. He's the lead. He's got another guy on there. I think his name is Zachary. It escapes me. Look at his background on here. If you guys scroll just a little bit, Alex Little is a freaking killer. He's a former AUSA, so he's a former federal prosecutor, which means he knows how DOJ plays. But more importantly, he was a CIA political analyst. That guy actually worked over at the CIA with the top secret clearance, doing analytical work before being an attorney. If you want
and
someone that's going to get into
oh
your
God,
case,
he's bad. He's CIA. Well, so is Joe Kent. No, we have good guys there too. You've got to have
right.
them like an Indian guide for Lewis and Clark to actually
look,
do
I was
it.
At the FBI.
And the fact is,
I
you think, see his action now showing he's
right.
good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know that Alex Little and I politically are on the same page, but I bet you he wants to see competent human beings do competent work. Another
well, he probably
guy
doesn't want to see an innocent, autistic black guy putting Supermax.
And neither do you and neither do I. Zachary Lawson is the other guy and John Glover, all three of them at the Litson firm in Nashville. I'll tell you this. If I thought that the government was coming after me and I needed competent attorneys and I could afford them, this is who I would go and get. The Litson firm seems like they've got it dialed in.
Now,
and
you
they are
predicted
poking
when
all
it
the
first
buttons.
Started that they were going to rip the government a new butthole.
Yep. And I've been told by people who have had them as their attorneys before, like that were, you know, that have these guys' clients that said these guys don't lose. They don't take cases. They're
going
to lose.
That's because they understand what's going on.
That's right, 100%.
So let's put it back here then.
This is wild.
I mean, Bongino was already done saying Epstein acted alone, wasn't a pedophile. Crooks acted alone, on. He was already done. It was very sad.
Just gutted his credibility.
But what is he
going to
do now, running around like a foaming at the mouth mad dog, threatening everyone and just screaming at everybody and attacking Massey, me, you, I mean, just nonstop, you know, literally, it's insane.
Listen, there's an old expression that if you're explaining, you're losing in politics. And if you need to go out there and tell everybody like how awesome and how tough you are, those are not the tough guys that I've seen. The SF dudes, you never heard Joe Kent tell you what a badass he is, but Joe Kent is a badass. You know, Joe Kent was at a tier one special mission unit. He was a Ranger battalion guy. He was a Green Beret. Like you don't need to have people when you have that confidence of being out there. Now, if you were a cop
by
for
the way,
a couple
I've
of minutes,
I've talked to guys that served
bodyguard,
with him and knew him. He was a badass of the badasses. Like 100%. Hundreds of super deadly missions. Like literally just slaughtering bad guys. His wife got blown up, obviously CIA. And don't you love them calling him a pussy?
It's insane. It's insane for someone like Dan Bongino to go out and he said he's a traitor and he's a villain and he's a liar and he's unscrupulous. It's a guy who held a top secret clearance for 30 years, who's been read in and been doing government work, you know, and believed it was the right thing, and who's come out and said, "I have a crisis of conscience. I'm not into long term commitments of our troops and the grand
and I'm not into Israel openly running our government."
I mean, he's just saying things that make perfect sense. Yeah, a badass of the badass. Look at the stash there. That's fantastic stuff. Reminds me of some other GBs that I know that are like, I know some Green Berets. I've got friends who are Green Berets. Some of them are more exceptional than others. Anyway, Joe Kent is a very like soft-spoken. He's not the guy that's going to go out and brag. You're not going to get him on a phone call losing his mind. And then you can see what Dan Bongino's doing right now. And it's like the exact opposite.
Oh, I'd love to see Bongino in the octagon with Joe Kent. Who would you bet on?
That's not a bet. I mean, that's not fair. Like, Alex, you're in the octagon with a toddler. That's not fair either. It's just like, it doesn't make any sense. This is not a fair, matchup.
With Bongino, it's literally like seventh grader acting tough. It's like a joke. And he doesn't know it's a joke.
He got ratioed on social media by Tom Massey on every single post, despite having 5X the followers. He's a guy that brags about ratioing
Massey's bots. No.
Right.
Have you seen the polls?
Nobody wants to see this. Like, this is the crazy thing. So if we see a shuffle up of the Trump administration right now, maybe Donald Trump was able to pull back from the brink of all the things. The plan was, as it was told to me 2 or 3 months into the administration, they were going to have no scalps. Nobody was going to get, pushed away. And they immediately started having failings of people that couldn't meet their obligations. Remember, we had Mike Waltz. He ended up as the ambassador to Greenland or something like that. They pulled him out of the National Security Council or National Security Advisor role.
They stuck the DHS guy in California. They didn't fire him either, but now they're suddenly doing it.
They can't keep the no scalps policy because they're surrounded by incompetence and people that are self-interested actors, people that are willing to rug pull and fleece the American people. People have been kissing Trump's ass for a long time because it's very lucrative. And the people who do it make a lot of money. I'm pretty confident if we don't see, I don't know if there's I don't know if Megyn Kelly has the Steve Baker interview on right now. Maybe your staff can take a look online. But if they're not running Steve Baker's 2-hour interview that he recorded yesterday, then they got scared into spiking this.
Oh, you're saying you heard he was getting threatened out of it. Okay, let's do this, though. We're not trying to attack Bongino, folks.
No, I'm just telling you all these people.
You've got to understand. No, I'm saying we've got to discuss. Because remember, I told you over a year ago, he called a similar thing to me, like hyperventilating, cussing at me for no reason. And I'm like,
how do you have that person in a national security job? By the way, Dan Bongino didn't pass a polygraph to work for the FBI. This was reported very broadly by ProPublica.
Well, my point was, situation, which I shouldn't get mad, it's like a thing. With him, he's like hyperventilating, angry. I couldn't believe he wouldn't listen. It was obviously his own deal. It had nothing to do with me. Here's a clip of him in 2016 screaming at a reporter that wrote a bad article about his congressional candidacy or whatever. Here it is.
Which he lost 3 times.
I mean, do you normally swear at people like this just when they ask you simple questions?
Just so you know,
let's,
I don't give you consent. Okay, let me repeat that. So I can sue your ass when you do that.
Okay. So you're threatening me again. I understand. You're still acting out.
No, because you're an idiot. You don't understand the legal
law. All right.
You have to ask someone to record them. You don't. But you're not smart enough because, again, you have an IQ issue. So I please record that and publish it so I can sue you because I don't give you
consent. I told you I was recording in writing.
Oh, will you please do? Nobody reads your stuff anyway. Why would I be on the phone with you if I actually cared?
All right, good.
Seriously. What, you think you're going to hurt my campaign?
I don't think I'm going to hurt your campaign because it sounds like you're losing, Dan. It sounds like you're hurting your own campaign.
No, Mark, my life doesn't revolve around politics.
That's why you've run for three offices in a row, Dan? It sounds like they do.
I have an actual life and a job. I'm not a loser. Like you.
So why are you running for an office in a city you don't live in a county you don't live in district you don't live in, or you're not a registered voter in? You don't own property there.
That's against the. Can you quote me that rule? Will you have to do that? Oh, you can't. Again, because you're not smart enough. I'm
okay,
sorry.
So you don't actually have
politics, right?
You're not a registered voter in the district. You're not a registered voter in the district.
You're right about politics.
Are you a registered voter in the district?
You don't know the rules. No.
You're not a registered voter in the district. So let's see, you move down to Florida after losing two campaigns in Maryland. You say you're going to stay in Maryland and fight. You tuck tail, run away to Florida. You go look to run in District 18. You see you're not going to be able to win there. You try to run in District 19. You're losing there. You're like a professional political candidate who loses, Dan. You just
because
lose.
You have no idea why I moved to Florida.
I know you moved here and you wanted to run for. You wanted to. Oh, Dad! You see, why are you yelling now? For something?
Florida.
Is that an offer?
You shut your mouth.
Hey, Dad. Do me a favor. I'll handle the questions and you handle the answers.
Hey.
Calm down. Oh, Dan. You really sound like you need some help. I think you need some help.
Yourself.
Okay.
You hear me?
Do you realize you sound like you need medication?
You don't know why. And let me tell you.
You sound like you need medication, Dan.
Wait till I stretch
your
fucking
maybe you need some professional help?
You have no idea. Shut the f*** up.
I think you need professional help. I think you need professional help.
Don't f*** yourself. You don't know why I'm in Florida. Because I'm...
I know you're in Florida running a race and that you're losing in it by your attitude because you're swearing and acting out.
F*** you.
And I also know that you looked at f***ing in another district and you knew you couldn't f*** there either.
You. Hey.
So let's see. That's three.
I'm going to expose you now.
Okay.
And when I tell everybody the real reason I'm down here, I'm going to expose your fucking ass even more.
All right. You're and you can continue to threaten. You can continue to threaten me if you'd like.
You're a piece of shit.
Okay.
You're a lying scumbag, and it's people like you.
You haven't even established where I lied. We've already established in the record where you've lied.
Yeah. You're
and now you're acting out and you're swearing.
A piece of shit. You know, go
f-
yourself.
All right. Well. You hung up.
So it's clear he's mentally ill, and him yelling at me was nothing like that because I didn't rise back to it. He's like, I know you're telling him I'm your source, and you better effing stop it. I'm telling you, we're gonna have a problem. I'm like, dude, you haven't been on the show in 6 months. I'm at the Secret Service. Joe Biggs got the source. What are you talking about? She's in an ambulance. Later, she fell down. Everybody caught it. He's like, you better effing watch it. You don't want to mess with me. It was like his own conversation. I'm like, okay, dude, see you later. So I mean, just he's obviously mentally ill.
I have a friend who's from Long Island, and he's one of my buddies from the Air Force, and he had this great expression that I always try to remember. Whoever angers you owns you. That reporter owns Dan Bongino, owned Dan Bongino. Right now, Tom Massie owns Dan Bongino. He forced Dan Bongino to put a Republican primary candidate on his show to try to knock out Tom Massie. You've got the Republicans running like $7 to $10 million in attack ads on a Republican when they're in danger of losing the House, which I think they're going to do in November, and they're spending their money going after Tom Massie, like that matters, like he still at least keeps your majority. No, we've got stupidity, we've got ego, we've got people that are owned because they're emotional and they're reacting ridiculously. And so all of that stuff, I don't know, if Trump cleans house on it, good on him.
Well, the same reporter I know, you've talked to her, he calls up and screams at her all the time. The guy's a complete lunatic. Who has the energy to just scream at people all day? We'll be right back.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!